Every Thursday during harvest, Hatt will bring you yield checks from specialty hybrids. And in this first one, there are some very good yields to report from western parts of Indiana. Local field sales representative Eric Warnoff says even on tough acres, soybeans are coming in above expectations.
55 to 65. And when you get in the high management zones, we're seeing things top out anywhere from low 70s to mid 80s in some situations. So, and that's, we're seeing those when soybean moistures are hanging out in that 10, 11% range. As we all know, when we get down to 8, 9%, we're losing quite a few dollars and quite a few bushels per semi-load going out of the field just because of that moisture shrink. Corn's been very impressive.
And corn is drying down rapidly.
Those of you that hand shelled some things here maybe a week, 10 days ago, saw maybe high 20s, low 30s, and I had several calls yesterday and even this morning where guys went back out to those fields to check as they're waiting for soybean fields to dry out. They're seeing stuff drop way down in the low 20s pretty quickly.
In addition to the corn dry down, disease is another reason to harvest it now in many western areas of Indiana.
If you notice out driving the countryside, you see a lot of top die down. There's some tar spot coming in as well as some northern corn leaf blight that came in. And this crop is starting to go south pretty quick. I've noticed a lot of tops are starting to break out. We're telling guys, hey, this yield is shrinking from what it was 2-3 weeks ago. Most importantly, go get that corn. We don't want to be shelling corn at 16-17%. I know that doesn't make sense sometimes economically, but we will be losing yield and losing standability here pretty quickly if we don't go out and get this stuff.
Warnoff says try to shell corn in addition to bean harvest if possible.
Forecast for the next 10 days is warm and dry through early next week, and then we can have a cool down middle of the week next week. So we're telling guys, you know, hey, don't stop doing beans, but if you can and switch over in the mornings and go shell some corn, that'd be great when things, you know, until things dry out. But also, too, the soybeans are really starting to get dry. I've been in combines where I've seen moistures as down as low as 8.5-9% early in the day, you know, 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It just gets worse from there.
He tells Hatt well-managed fields are showing a distinct advantage this year. One example can be seen in Delaro fungicide and untreated fields side by side. The Delaro advantage is up to 8 to 12 bushels in soybeans and 25 to 35 bushels in corn. This yield check is brought to you by Specialty Hybrids, where it's your field, our specialty. Find your local field sales representative and yield results online at specialtyhybrids.com.